The Dictionary of the Khazars is not a reference book. It's a new novel by the Yugoslavian writer Milorad Pavic, which is based on the story of an ancient people. Book critic John Leonard says this is where a convention ends and a marvelous imaginary journey begins.
Trust me, I know you don't want to hear about another one of those immensely ambitious, wildly experimental, postmodern and post-toasties European novels that will sound in the synopsis more like organic chemistry translated from The Martian than anything anybody normal would want to read. So what if it's written by a Yugoslavian poet you and I never heard of? So what if it appears simultaneously in two separate editions, one male and one female? So what if you can read it backwards, sideways, or upside down? Dictionary of the Khazars is a wonderful book anyway, a wicked combination of Vladimir Nabokov's Pale Fire, Raymond Chandler's The Long Goodbye, and the Marx Brothers in A Night at the Opera. There really were Khazars, a tribe of Turkish stock between the Caucasus and the Volga, the Black Sea and the Caspian. From the 7th century to the 10th AD, they got in the way of northern tribes of Bulgars, Magyars, and Vikings that nibbled at Byzantium. They were also, in the south, very hard on Arabs. About 740 AD, the king, his court, and the military caste of these Khazars converted inexplicably to Judaism. 200 years and a Russian invasion later, they had vanished. What little we know of them is passing reference in the 10th century from Arab geographers and Byzantine historians. A tract by Judah Halevi, the Jewish poet-philosopher of Moorish Spain. Various and conflicting reports from Hebrew, Persian, Syrian, and Armenian sources, and meditations on these fragments by modern scholars like Toynbee and Dunlap. More than a decade ago, Arthur Koestler wrote a book, The 13th Tribe, suggesting that the Khazars eventually turned into precisely those Eastern European Jews who suffered the Hitler Holocaust. So much, then, for a chosen people. Milorad Pavic uses all of this as a sort of trampoline from which to bounce into a wild blue yonder of art and anthropology. He imagines a Khazar empire visited in turn by delegates from Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. He imagines a Khazar conversion to each of these religions for reasons hinted at in separate notebooks designated red, green, and yellow, in entries symbolically coded by a cross, a crescent, or a Star of David. He imagines a history of Khazars printed before his own, which was death to read, and a priestly sect of dream hunters who project themselves into the past and future, trying to reassemble the broken body of the original Adam in the original garden, the oldest of testaments, and a conspiracy of modern scholars who murder one another, either to possess or to suppress the Khazar secret. And he does all this in the form of a dictionary, any item of which can be read and understood independently of any other item before or after it. He is, of course, making fun of organized religion and its clerics, of deconstruction as theory and practice in literary criticism, of a Serbian identity crisis in present-day Yugoslavia, and of himself, a glorious rubbish heap of all these systems and ideas. But he's also letting us dream our way through history into magic and marvels, back beyond politics and theology to the oldest stories of love and death and the blessings of infinite possibility. He plays with the braids of our being.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Dictionary of the Khazars by Milorad Pavic.